and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him. This is the gospel. This is what Jesus Christ came to do. This is the answer. And our job is to deliver the good news of Jesus Christ. That's Psalm 37, verse 40. What's the question? Well, we have to go in to this wonderful Psalm of David. We have to go into what my pastor, Dr. Gene Scott, used to call a nitro pill. This is a medicine for people with a heart condition. It's not something they take every day. It's when an attack of some sort is coming on. I wasn't going to go here, but bear with me for a minute. I had a most wonderful friend. His name was Ron Rosenberg. He was a fellow that for decades had a heart problem. There came a day where we were together and we were talking. I was walking away and I noticed that he had taken out his nitro pill bottle. And fortunately, it was metal. As I was walking away, him feeling the need for a nitro pill, I heard the sound of clinking metal on the ground, and I turned and saw my friend dropping from a heart attack to the ground. He didn't get the nitro pill in time. In this nitro pill message of Psalm 37, God is not only showing us a condition that we all suffer from, but He also gives us the answer. What's the condition? Verse 1, fret not. verse 7. Fret not. Verse 8. Fret not. When God repeats himself, it means it's important from him. And we should give attention to it. So today, this message is for fretters. For understanding purposes, I want to go to Webster's Dictionary to attempt to by definition say what this word fret means. It means to become vexed or angry. That's in agreement with the Hebrew word. It means to eat up, devour, to become vexed or angry, to worry, to become eaten, worn, or corroded, to gnaw, cause corrosion, make a way by gnawing or corroding. To move in agitation or commotion as water. To irritate. To tease, make angry, to gnaw. To eat into. To rub. Or wear away. To fray, to form or make as a whole, H-O-L-E, by wearing away, to agitate or to disturb. A state of irritation, vexation, or anger, a gnawing or wearing away, erosion, corrosion, a worn or eroded place. In the warfare of Christianity, part of the armor of God is the shield of faith. I don't know if the picture formed for you is the same for me, but let me attempt to communicate. We are to be holding up the shield of faith wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. And it seems to me that a state of fretting is a state wherein the shield of faith can become corroded or eroded, or to have a hole put in it, to allow inroads into this shield of faith. Fretting does not have a positive effect. It has, in fact, a negative effect. And this message today, then, is to all the fretters, any of you who don't fret, you know, turn this message off and go to another message. A message from one fretter to another. From God. God, when we find ourselves in a state of fretting, in His loving kindness, gives us a few things to do as we find ourselves in this state. And then tells us of His response to those things which we do when we find ourselves in a state of fretting. What are the things that we're to do? Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord. It's one of two principal Hebrew words, this one being batak, which means to lean with your whole weight upon a staff with the expectation that the staff is able to hold you up. And in this case, the staff is the Lord. Trust in the Lord. If we took a survey in the Christian church today and asked the question, you know, do I trust in the Lord? Every Christian would say yes to the survey. The problem is when the situation calls for it, most Christians are not trusting God. Oh yeah, I can trust God. You know, this is not the purpose of the message today, but One very great basic act of trusting God is do we pay our tithes? Do we express our faith, our trust, our leaning on God? Acknowledging His provision to all that we have by the simple act of tithing. Is the Lord trustworthy? Yay, yay, yay. Can I trust in the Lord? Even more intensive, do I trust in the Lord? And I hope that all who hear this message will answer in the affirmative. Four things God instructs us to do when we find ourselves in this state of fretting, when we find an eroding of the shield of faith. Trust in the Lord, verse 3. Verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord. The whole verse says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Those who practice what's called promise box Christianity. This one is in every promise box. And he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. That's not the emphasis here. The emphasis is delight thyself. And the word means pliable. I'm trying to give pictures because we think more in pictures than we do in words. I'm trying to give pictures to this message today. This word delight involves the sense of being pliable. I want what I want, the desires of my heart, and the picture is to be pliable. God, in several places, refers to man as being clay. That is that which is pliable. I don't know why, but that cartoon character, the rubber man, you know, whatever's thrown at him, he's able to absorb the thrust wherever it may hit and move or be moved with the thrust, but not penetrated. God knows what he's doing. In our natural state, we, as men and women, don't. In our spiritual state, God lets us in on some of the things, but we don't know all that he's doing. But we have come to a condition of trusting that is in whatsoever state we find ourselves in, we are to be content. Not necessarily with the state, but to be content and fret not. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. It's a picture out of the Hebrew, a verse used in the old camel train vernacular, wherein the merchant, carrying the heavy burden of his merchandise, rolls it off of his back onto the back of the camel. What is the state of fretting that we might find ourselves in today? God says, lean on him, be pliable in him, roll off the burden off of your back and roll it on to the Lord, whether it be health or finance or the myriad of other conditions that we find ourselves fretting about. Roll it off. Commit thy way. In the early days of the New Testament church, they called Christianity the way. In all our ways, we are to turn over to God, for we have that declaration of his word, which says, cast your cares upon him, for he intensively cares for you. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. The last part of verse 5 is just a poor translation. It says, and he shall bring it to pass. No, the Lord knows. Jesus told us of our Father. He says he knows our needs before it's even on our lips. Hallelujah. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, for the Lord knoweth or worketh. Before we even get to the fourth thing that God has made the way known of eliminating fretting, four things God tells us to do. Just getting to the third, it says the Lord goes to work. Verse 7, fourth thing we are to do, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. I'll be ever grateful to my pastor, who was a master in the Hebrew and Greek languages, and his instruction to the Church of Jesus Christ was, wherever you encounter this word patient or patiently in the King James Bibles, cross it out and write endure or enduringly or endurance. This is not a 100-yard dash, folks. This is a marathon of life, a marathon of faith. And we are to rest. We've rolled this heavy burden off our back onto God. Who goes to work immediately. And we rest and wait with endurance. In this way of Christianity, it is unfortunate that some might read these verses and grab hold of that message wherein it says, commit thy way unto the Lord, and they've done it, and the answer or the response from God is not immediate. God, I committed this to you. You should have taken care of it by now. And has caused many to stumble and fall. It reminds me of that part of the parable of the sower and the seed, wherein, you know, the seed was planted and grew up among thorns and bristles, and eventually the seed, which is the word, was choked off by the thorns or the cares of this world, and some lose their confidence in the Word of God because they didn't see what they committed to Him immediately come to pass. Almost 40 years, folks, I've been in this way. And I can't count the number of times that God has entered into situations in my life wherein it became obvious the Lord was working. But there are a multitude of other things that in this time with God, I have not seen a response. But by His grace, I am resting enduringly. For that which I have committed unto Him. Those are the things when we find ourselves in a state of fretting. It's a negative impact. It causes erosion. It causes corrosion. It causes wear. It causes a hole to be made into that shield of faith wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Whether they are coming from without from the world, whether they're coming from without from the devil, whether they're coming from within, from the flesh. Whatever the condition which might be causing us to fret today, God has given us the formula. Trust in Him. Delight thyself with Him. Commit thy way and rest enduringly. And as we said before we even get to the fourth, that fifth verse says, that the Lord knoweth, the Lord worketh. When we do these things, what's God's response? It says in verse 17, the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Who are the righteous? Those who are trusting, those who are faithing in the Lord, the righteous by faith. Shall live. Faith in God's eyes, faith in God's revelation, faith in the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, equals righteousness. It's no longer performance of the law. It is by faith that God gives us his righteousness. I love this verse. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. This phrase in verse 18. The Lord knoweth, same as verse 5, and works, verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Notice, if you have a King James Bible, the word good is in italics. It's translated it's added by the translators. It's not there. The steps of, what are we talking about? The one who has committed his ways to God, that is the man it's talking about, whose steps are ordered of the Lord. God repeats himself in verse 24. Listen, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. We're not sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. In the New Testament, the word is hamartia. It simply means to fall short. Falling short is not that which separates us from God. For Jesus Christ took upon himself all our short fallenness. And though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth. With his hand, in this way, folks, there is room for stumbling. Fretting is not a condition that removes us from God's presence, for he upholdeth with his hands. There's room for stumbling in this way. Listen to verse 28. The Lord forsaketh not his saints. And here again, we have a word that does not, saint, this word being translated saint, doesn't have to do with performance. It has to do with commitment. Is this message designed, or is the message of this psalm designed to eliminate fretting from your life? Oh, that it would be, but that's not the message. The message is what to do when fretting comes. And when we do it, we have God's response. This word saint, it's not something the church does. It, again, like the word in the New Testament, holy or holiness or sanctification, it all has to do with commitment. Commit thy way unto our Lord. Make it even more personal. Commit thy way unto our Father. Verse 39 says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Salvation. But Yeshua, God our helper of the righteous, those who are living by faith, is of the Lord, not of ourselves, not of our works, not of our shortcomings. It's of the Lord. And it says, He is our strength in the time of trouble. It does not say if we trust, if we delight, if we commit, if we rest enduringly in the Lord, that trouble will be eliminated. It says He'll be with us in it. Or He says it will be our strength in it. To the one who has, who is trusting, who is pliable, who has committed, who is committing his way to the Lord, who is resting and waiting enduringly. Verse 37 says, mark the perfect. Behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace, cessation of againstness. The corroding stops, the eroding stops. The shield of faith is solid. And it brings cessation of againstness. we end where we started. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. And he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. This is Jesus Christ. Jesus, God our helper, Christ and deliverer. He'll deliver us. And he'll deliver us from the wicked. Oh, stay with me for just 1 second because I want to quote it properly. Forgive me that it's not on the very, very tip of my tongue. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father. And he does this because we trust. Now we encounter a different Hebrew word. We encounter a little different picture from that word batach in the Hebrew, to lean upon a staff. Here the word is hasa, and it means to run to the shelter of a mother bird's wings or to run to the shadow of a rock, that which protects us from the violence of the sun or the violence of the attacks of stones or arrows from an enemy. The shelter of a rock. This Psalm 37 It is a nitro pill for those who find themselves fretting. And I thank God this morning for his revelation through his word, and that it might be grabbed hold of by all his sons and daughters. When a state of fretting begins its attack on the shield of faith. And that's the God School for today.